This is an audio version of the document Guarantor Terms and Conditions from Amigo. It has been produced by the Dorset Blind Association. Guarantor, read and keep safe. The reading lasts approximately 15 minutes. Section 1. These are the terms which apply to the guarantee and indemnity you will give us. Once the borrower's agreement has been entered into, the guarantee and indemnity will be legally binding, so if there's anything you don't understand, you need to ask us now. Some of the words in these guarantor terms and conditions are defined, and you will find the definitions in the section headed Definitions. Section 2. Pre-contract information. Before you agree to provide this guarantee and indemnity, you should read the pre-contract credit information that we have given you. Its contents are important. Section 3. The loan. We will pay you the loan amount for you to pay to the borrower. This is to prevent fraud. Section 4. Your responsibility. In return for us entering into the borrower's agreement, a copy of which you will have seen, with the borrower, you will pay the borrower the amount they borrowed when you receive it from us. Agree that if the borrower fails to make any payment under the borrower's agreement to us on the agreed payment date, you will, on demand, immediately make that payment. Guarantee that if we demand, you will immediately meet all of the borrower's responsibilities under the borrower's agreement, and guarantee that the borrower will carry out all of their responsibilities due and owing under the borrower's agreement. As well as the points above, and as a separately enforceable responsibility, you will indemnify, protect us, and keep us indemnified against any losses, claims, damages, or expenses resulting from or arising out of the borrower's agreement, or if the borrower breaks any of their responsibilities. You must immediately pay us any loss if we demand it. Your responsibilities under the guarantee and indemnity are the same as if you were a borrower. This means we do not have to make any demand on or take any steps against the borrower or any other person before seeking payment from you under this guarantee and indemnity. Section 5. Breaking the agreement. If you or the borrower breach any term of this agreement or the borrower's agreement, we may send the borrower a default notice and send you a copy. On expiry of that notice, we may close the account and demand immediate payment of the full debt. We may also take court action against both you and the borrower. If we obtain judgment, we may apply for an attachment of earnings order where we have the court's permission to get your employer to pay us out of your salary. Warrant of execution, which may involve a bailiff visiting your property. Property charging order, where we get rights to be paid out of the money paid when you sell your property, or the Scottish and Irish equivalents. Section 6. Continuing guarantee. This agreement will not be affected by any change to the borrower's agreement, any other security guarantee or security we take relating to the borrower's responsibilities, any time we allow or other compromise in terms of paying off the loan or arrangement, or if we accept late payments or agree to release or not to sue the borrower or any other guarantor or indemnifier. Any security taken for the borrower's agreement or the failure to realise or enforce any security or the failure to take any security. The borrower dying, becoming bankrupt or insolvent, the borrower entering any individual voluntary arrangement, IVA, debt relief order, DRO, or similar, or us transferring our rights and responsibilities under the borrower's agreement. Section 7. Card Payment Authority. Before the loan is paid out, you will give us consent to collect the monthly payments from your debit card if the borrower fails to pay, or the shortfall in the monthly payment if the borrower fails to pay the full monthly payment. You give us consent to use this and any other card details you give us to collect each full monthly payment you owe to us until it is paid. You can cancel this authority at any time by notifying us. If you cancel this authority, you will have to arrange an alternative way to pay, such as direct debit. Where the borrower fails to pay the full monthly payment on the due date, we will, unless we give you notice that we will delay exercising the rights under the card payment authority, exercise the rights under the card payment authority on the 15th day after the relevant due date. If this is unsuccessful, we will make reasonable attempts to contact you to understand why the payment has not been made and when you are able to make it. We may attempt to take payment again under the continuous payment authority no more regularly than every third day until the relevant payment is made, but we will not do so if we believe you are experiencing financial difficulties or you have asked us not to. If we agree a payment plan with you and you fail to make the agreed payment, we will exercise the rights under the card payment authority the next day and every third day until the next payment is due. Where more than one payment is due, we will exercise the rights under the card payment authority to collect the full arrears outstanding and, if that is not successful, one monthly payment. Collecting payments from your credit or debit card or under your direct debit mandate is not an enforcement of this guarantee and indemnity, and we will not need to give you a default notice before we collect this money. Enforcement in this guarantee and indemnity means the obtaining of a court judgment and the enforcement of that judgment. For your security, we need to verify your debit card against the details you have provided. For this pre-authorization check, your account must have at least one penny available. Rest assured that this check is not a charge and no funds will be debited from your account. The amount may show as a pending transaction, but will be available again within a few days. Once the loan is active, we may need to repeat this process every 9 months to ensure the card is still valid. Section 8. Independent Advice. You should not act as a guarantor unless you are sure you know exactly what the responsibility is that you are taking on. If you are at all unsure, we strongly recommend that you take independent legal advice from your solicitor or your local Citizens Advice Bureau. Section 9. You must tell us about any changes. Every so often we need to contact you about the borrower's agreement. To make sure we can do this, you must tell us within 7 days if you've changed your home address, your name, your email address, or any phone number that we use to contact you. You can tell us about any change in writing at our normal address, by phone, or by using our online My Account system at www.amigaloans.co.uk. I spell www.amigaloans.co.uk. If we need to contact you, we'll send all notices, information and statements to your last known address, which shall be the address shown on this agreement, unless we know that you have moved. We may send some notices via email, text message or phone instead. If you get a new payment card, you should provide us with the updated details. Section 10, General. You agree that if any part of this guarantee and indemnity is not valid or cannot be enforced, it will not affect any other part of this guarantee and indemnity. Sometimes we can't meet our promises to you because of matters beyond our reasonable control. This could include a problem with the computer system, a third-party supplier such as the postal service, or an industrial dispute. In these cases, we will not be legally responsible to you. This guarantee and indemnity applies only to you, and you may not transfer any of your rights and responsibilities under it. For business reasons, we may transfer our rights without your permission, provided that we take reasonable steps to ensure that your rights and obligations will not be adversely affected as a result of the transfer. There may be taxes or costs that you may need to pay in connection with this guarantee and indemnity, but we are not aware of any. We may record or monitor phone calls. Section 11, the law and language that applies to this guarantee and indemnity. English law governs this guarantee and indemnity, and the English courts will have the right to deal with any disputes unless you live in another part of the UK, in which case this guarantee and indemnity is governed by the law and courts in that part of the UK. The language used in this guarantee and indemnity, any information and any communication with us will be English. Section 12. What you should do if you have a complaint. We are fully committed to dealing with all complaints fully and fairly and in a reasonable time. If you have a complaint about the guarantee and indemnity or anything we've done, please let us know. You can make a complaint over the phone on our website at www.amigaloans.co.uk. I spell www.amigaloans.co.uk or by writing to Amiga Loans Complaints 118 to 128 Commercial Road, Bournemouth, Dorset, postcode BH25LT. You have the right to refer your complaint to the Financial Ombudsman Service, Exchange Tower, London, postcode E149SR, by email to complaint.info@financial-ombudsman.org.uk. I spell complaint.info@financial-ombudsman.org.uk or by phone on 0800 023 4567. Section 13. Who regulates us? The Financial Conduct Authority, 25 the North Colonnade, Canary Wharf, London, postcode E145HS, is the supervisory authority. Financial Conduct Authority permission number 708284. Registered with the Information Commissioner's Office, Z8738456. Section 14, definitions. Account means the Amiga Loans account, which we opened in the borrower's name when we signed the borrower's agreement. Borrower means the person who is borrowing the loan from Amiga Loans, whose name and signature appears on the borrower's agreement. Borrower's agreement means the fixed sum loan agreement and the borrower's terms and conditions, which together form the borrower's credit agreement that is regulated by the Consumer Credit Act 1974. Debt means any money we pay to you on behalf of the borrower as a result of the guarantee and indemnity and the borrower's agreement and any interest which is added. We, us and our means Amiga Loans Limited and anyone we transfer this guarantee and indemnity to. You and your means the person whose name appears on the guarantee and indemnity and who has agreed to guarantee full repayment to us of the borrower's loan if the borrower fails to make any payments due. Section 15. Sharing information. We and other members of our group or certain other selected organisations will use the information you provide to consider any application to guarantee a loan or for marketing. You agree that we may hold and process by computer or otherwise any information we gather about you as a result of this guarantee and indemnity and any other agreements or applications you have made with us. Where necessary, for any of the above purposes, as well as to prevent fraud and money laundering, we may release your personal information to our regulators, to other members of our group, and to fraud prevention and law enforcement agencies, or to anyone to whom we have transferred our rights and/or duties under this agreement. We may also release your personal information to others, such as mailing agencies, who carry out certain aspects of the marketing and the administration and processing of this guarantee and indemnity and the application. We may disclose to the borrower your details, information supplied to us, and payments. We may also release information about payments made under the account to the person who introduced the borrower to us, for example, a credit broker or under our Refer a Friend scheme. All countries in the European Economic Area, EEA, which includes the UK, have similar standards of legal protection for your personal information. We may provide services from centres outside the EEA that do not have a similar standard of data protection laws to the UK. Where we are sharing information with organisations in another country, we will ensure they agree to apply equivalent levels of protection as we do. If we are required by law to disclose information, we will ensure the sharing of that information is lawful. If you write and ask us, you have a right to receive a copy of the information we hold about you. You will need to pay a fee. For general information on your rights relating to the information we hold about you, please visit the website. I spell http://ico.org.uk/FOR-PUBLIC/. Section 16, Credit Reference Agencies. When you ask to act as a guarantor, we'll look at your credit file at credit reference agencies such as Call Credit, Equifax, or Experian. The credit reference agencies will give us credit information about you, including information from the electoral register. This credit search is used to check your identity and your eligibility to be a guarantor. The credit reference agencies will add details of our search or your application to the record which they hold about you, but this will not impact your credit score with any credit reference agency. Your credit reference agency records will be seen by other organisations that make searches with those agencies. Information held about you by the credit reference agencies may already be linked to records relating to one or more of your partners. For the purposes of this application, you may be treated as financially linked, and your application will be assessed with reference to any associated records. While you are a customer of ours, we may carry out extra credit searches so we can manage the account. To prevent fraud, we'll check your details with fraud prevention agencies. If you provide false or inaccurate information and we suspect fraud, we will record this. We and other organisations may use and search these, including access and use from other countries' records, for example, to help make decisions about credit and credit-related services and other facilities for you and members of your household, trace debtors and guarantors, recover debt, prevent fraud, and to manage your guarantee and indemnity, other accounts, and other facilities. Check details on proposals and claims for all types of insurance. Check details of job applicants and employees, and check your identity to prevent money laundering unless you give us other satisfactory proof of identity. Law enforcement agencies may access and use this information if false or inaccurate information is provided. You have a legal right to these details. The credit reference agencies and fraud prevention agencies will also use the records to analyse statistics on credit and fraud. If you want to receive details of those credit reference and fraud prevention agencies from whom we gather and with whom we record information about you, write to us at Amiga Loans, 118-128 Commercial Road, Bournemouth, Dorset, BH2 5LT. If you need a larger print version, you can get one easily online at www.amigaloans.co.uk/terms. I spell www.amigaloans.co.uk/terms. Amiga Loans Limited, authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Registered in the UK, company registration number 4841153. Registered office, Walton House, 56-58 Richmond Hill, Bournemouth, postcode BH26EX. Registered with the Information Commissioner's Office, Z8738456. Financial Conduct Authority Permission Number 708284. VAT Number 94575836. Amiga Loans are part of the Richmond Group. That concludes this audio version of the document Guarantor Terms and Conditions from Amigo. The recording was produced by the Dorset Blind Association, proud recipients of the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service 2017.